Elsewhere in the NHL, the New York Rangers are off to one of their best starts in team history. They defeated the Buffalo Sabres last night by a score of 2-1. The Rangers have now won 18 games in their first 26. That is matching the franchise record for the 1994 Stanley Cup Championship team, which opened its season 18-6-2. What else to tell you about in sports? In college basketball action today, the Penn State men taking on Michigan State at 2 o'clock. Duquesne men taking on New Hampshire. They're hosting that game, actually, at the Cooper Fieldhouse. Game time is 1 o'clock. Duquesne women hosting St. Francis at 5 o'clock. Robert Morris hosting Florida Gulf Coast at 7 o'clock. The Robert Morris men's team and the women's team is on the road to take on Miami of Florida at 1 o'clock. Your Carnegie Mellon basketball looks like this. They are playing men and women's team, both hosting Geneva coming up on Monday. The women coming off a win over Grove City on Tuesday by a score of 63-41. And the Carnegie Mellon men at this hour are hosting Denison at the Wigand Gymnasium. Okay? All right. That's about that for them.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Showers, possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high near 64. Windy today and tonight. Chance of rain showers, maybe mixed with snow. Cloudy skies overnight, 32. Sunny on Sunday, high 45. Monday, sunny, 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 52 degrees. And a chance of rain on Wednesday with a high near 56. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. It is 64 in Beaver County, 60 in Butler, 62 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 61 degrees right now at WRCT. Pandas and people are going to take us to news time.
It's time to light the fuse again. With every beat, it's like adrenaline.
Not enough, they knock you
broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with some alarming signs for the U.S. economy. Inflation in the U.S. is running at its highest rate since 1982, with President Biden calling it a real bump in the road as the country tries to recover economically from the pandemic. But at the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki suggested a turnaround is already underway.
The data was taken in November. Even since that time, over the course of the last nearly 2 weeks, we've seen a decrease in costs in some of the areas that account for a big percentage of the rise in inflation.
Another worrying sign for the economy and society more generally came in the latest data from Britain about the Omicron variant of COVID-19. It shows the existing two-shot vaccines have only limited impact preventing Omicron infections, whereas boosters can provide 75% efficacy against the strain. On Friday, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of the Centers for Disease Control, again urged Americans to get their boosters.
Vaccination with a primary series and boosting with an additional dose for those who are eligible will keep people out of the hospital and save lives.
40% of eligible Americans are still not fully vaccinated using the old two-dose yardstick, and they are at heightened risk of contracting the Omicron variant. Britain this week was rocked by revelations concerning a possibly illegal Christmas party in Downing Street that may have broken COVID-19 rules last December. A leaked video showed Downing Street officials laughing last year about the party during rehearsals for a press briefing. Hours later, Prime Minister Boris Johnson launched an investigation and offered a carefully worded apology.
I was also furious to see that clip. I apologize unreservedly for the offense that it has caused up and down the country.
Germany's new Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, was sworn into office this week after forming a three-party coalition and pledging a new progressive era in the country. FSN's Trent Murray covered that in Berlin.
They all have quite different views on how to tackle many of the challenges facing Germany, but they are saying they do want to work together using pragmatism, and they are operating under the joint slogan, Dare to Make More Progress.
President Biden hosted a two-day summit for democracy aimed at countering Russia and China. He conceded American democracy is in difficulty and pledged to protect it. He unveiled more than $400 million in funding that will promote free media and anti-corruption efforts worldwide. The White House also announced this week a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics, saying the Chinese are committing genocide in Xinjiang against Uyghur Muslims. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain.
Well, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer,
Monkees on Radio 9. Memory of Mike Nesmith, who passed away yesterday at the age of 78. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me last night. My wife and I got to see Patton Oswalt at the Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. We'll be hearing from Patton a little bit later on in the broadcast, so stay tuned for that.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the E.R. Crawford Estate Trust Fund. From donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clarendon, Gervaisburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Strifler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. Thank you.
Jay Thurber, the best place.
Jones and the Dap Kings, off their album from, I believe, 2008, called It's a Holiday Soul Party, here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber!
Please, good guy, hit
music.
Uh-oh, what happened to my song? Come back here with my song, you rotten.
Boom, 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 boom.
Down, 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 you.
Here on Radio 9. And this is The Who. Who? The Who, that's who. The Guess Who? No, The Who. Yes. Third base.
seen him fall. That death of a blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Is Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. Last week, Johnson accused Anthony Fauci of overhyping COVID and claims it wasn't the first time.
Fauci did the exact same thing with AIDS. He overhyped it.
Yes, AIDS, the pandemic the federal government famously took too seriously. Well, if AIDS was overhyped, Senator Johnson, then I guess you don't have to wear protection when you go yourself.
Jay Thurber, more music now. Jay Thurber.
Soul music. Arthur Connolly here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 118. Much more music time. We'll have new music coming your way from Weezer. We also have some more Christmas music coming your way during the program. Just trying not to overdose on tinsel and peppermint sticks right now. With the Association on Radio 9.
Cherish is a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is the word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters
sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe
sound of the association here on Radio 9 and 122, much more music time. New music from Weezer coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport and the McKeesport Music Club are presenting a concert by the Monyok Chorale. This is tomorrow, Sunday at 2 o'clock at the main library up there on Library Avenue, which is a good place for the library to be. They were originally going to put it on Museum Avenue, and people couldn't find it. So anyways, it's up there on Library Avenue. This is a Monyok Chorale Holiday Concert presented by the Carnegie Library of McKeesport and the McKeesport Music Club. That's at 2 o'clock on Sunday, December 12th at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport. For more information, mckeesportlibrary.org, or call them at 412-672-0625. That will take place down in the Children's Library. Also at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, it's Rivers of Steel, Pittsburgh's Industrial Evolution. That's at 2 o'clock on Monday. Rivers of Steel will conduct a 45-minute history program on Pittsburgh's Industrial Evolution. That is Monday at 2 o'clock. Registration in advance is requested. Again, 412-672-0625. But that concert tomorrow, 2 o'clock by the Monyok Chorale. That's the first time they've performed in public since the pandemic, so that should be fun. And hopefully, good Lord willing, we will get to broadcast a little bit of that for you coming up this holiday season. If you joined us late, you didn't hear the very beginning of the program. I had some sad news to report, and that is that Doug Goff has passed away on Thursday. Doug, those of you who listen to his show, Goff is Golden Oldies, here on 88.3 WRCT and on Tube City Online Radio. For you guys, Doug needs no introduction. He has shared his talents with us for 6 years now with his show. But Doug actually started in radio, if I remember correctly, in Armed Forces radio as a serviceman, then went on to a career in the military and to work with the federal government for many years before he retired about 20 years ago or so. Talked to Doug's family yesterday. Doug had had some health problems in recent years, so he was not as active as he had once been around the two radio stations. But COVID-19, unfortunately, claimed Doug on Thursday night. Doug, being a professional, despite things not feeling well, Doug produced three more shows, which is very like him. So we've got a new episode of Goffus Golden Oldies coming up today at 3 o'clock on most of these same stations, 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. And then Doug, I believe, has two more shows that he had already prepared for the December 18th and December 25th. I don't have obituary information yet. Actually, I should check my phone and see if I may very well, and I just haven't looked at the phone. I believe for those of you who are in the area who know Doug and might want to pay your respects, I believe I was told probably Wednesday viewing at Gilbert Funeral Home in White Oak, rather, and then the funeral on Thursday next week. So our deepest sympathies to Doug's many friends and to his family. Doug played his cards a little close to the vest. He was very private, but served as a mentor for almost 20 years to students at WRCT 88.3 at Carnegie Mellon, even though he really had no affiliation with Carnegie Mellon. He strictly did it out of the love of radio and out of mentorship. Also had served as public service director for WRCT for many years. Helped launch the internet radio station in McKeesport. He will be missed greatly by his many friends and by his many listeners. Doug also had continued to do a show. I mentioned he had worked for the federal government. He had worked for them down in Washington, D.C., and he continued to do a show down in Washington, D.C. for a radio station there and send it down every week. So he will be missed there as well. Well, toy manufacturers and retailers are facing supply chain delays and global shipping issues. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that has prompted concerns about a possible toy shortage, and that could lead consumers to scramble to buy products wherever they can find them, which could create room for unscrupulous sellers to sell dangerous or counterfeit toys. Now, the CPSC says toy-related injuries and deaths affect thousands of children in the United States every year. This is very cheerful, isn't it? In 2020 alone, there were nearly 150,000 trips to the emergency room because of toy-related injuries among children ages 14 and older. Non-motorized scooters. Oy. Scooters account for 21% of all toy-related emergency room visits. And the number of injuries increased last year 17%. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says follow age guidance and other safety information on toy packaging. Choose toys that match each child's interests and abilities. Get safety gear, including helmets for scooters and other riding toys, and make sure that children use them every single time. Keep small balls and toys with small parts, or keep small boys with, never mind, keep small balls and toys with small parts away from children younger than age 3, and keep deflated balloons away from children younger than age 8. Wow, they really did. Speaking of letting the air out of your balloon, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is in. Learn more by going to saferproducts.gov to visit the Holiday Safety Information Center for holiday safety tips, as well as shareable videos, posters, and other information for consumers. That's a message from the Consumer Product Safety Commission and this radio station.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Windy and rainy today. Winds could reach as high as 45 miles per hour with a high of 64 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms possible as well. Chance of rain may be mixed with snow overnight. Partly cloudy, low 32. Sunny skies on Sunday, high 45. Monday, sunny 50. Tuesday, sunny 52. Chance of rain Wednesday. Cloudy skies, the high near 56. Currently 64 in Beaver County, 61 in Butler, 62 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 61 degrees at WRCT with new music from Weezer.
My favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. I love parties, but I don't go. Then I feel bad when I stay home. Cause I need a friend when I take a walk. I like spacing out when somebody talks. I wanna be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. My favorite people make me mad, so mad. find myself thinking about life and trying to find my way through hell. Sometimes I wish I was on an island, but then I'd miss the sound of sirens. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad, so mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Carnegie Mellon men's basketball team getting ready to host Denison at the Wygant Gym in Oakland. We'll check sports for you in less than 20 minutes. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. Here's Darlene Love. It's 1:32. Happy Saturday afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us. Some of us who are Gen Xers, it's not Christmas until Darlene Love sings that on the David Letterman Show. That is Darlene Love here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, and this is Dionne Warwick.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car.
stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. Without a friend, you pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
On Twitter, and you don't follow me, Jay Thurber's show, you should definitely follow Dionne Warwick. She is a good time. Dionne Warwick here on Radio 9. Go ahead, play your song now.
Jay Thurber!
Does it by request?
John in Brentwood called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear John Lennon. You say him, we play him on the Big 900. Going out by request. For John in Brentwood, it's John Lennon.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. Get your money all you like, it's all right, it's all right. Don't need a salt, you got to be flowered. Oh no, oh no. Whatever gets you through your life.
off the Walls and Bridges release, John Lennon going out by request. We've been playing some songs written by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, who passed away yesterday at the age of 78. This is a song that he wrote that was recorded by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, released back in 1970. On the album Uncle Charlie and His Dog Teddy. It's a song by Mike Nesmith. It's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on Radio 9.
Just one more time, the reason why you must leave. Tell me once more why you're sure you don't need me. Tell me again, but don't think you'll convince me.
The Mr. Bojangles single, Uncle Charlie and His Dog Teddy. That's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band covering Mike Nesmith of the Monkees. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Patton Oswalt coming up right after this important announcement.
Getting a driver's license is a very exciting time in your teenager's life. It is one of the official rites of passage from childhood to adulthood. Parents have the potential to influence the driving habits of their children, and they are models for new drivers through their own driving behaviors. We encourage you to set a good example by using your seatbelt, watching your speed, following the traffic laws, and not using your cell phone while driving. The best lessons are taught by example. Drive Safe PA.
Brought to you by PennDOT and the Newcastle Junior Senior High School.
Last night, my wife got us tickets to see Patton Oswalt at the Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland, and to my absolute delight, he did this bit as an encore from his 2009 special, My Weakness is Strong. Here's Patton Oswalt with Something for the Holidays.
But boy, one thing about Christmas will not leave me alone, and that is a song that they play at Christmas time. It is the eeriest, most horrific Christmas song I've ever heard. And I like Christmas music. So I'm not against Christmas music. I'm against this dark, disturbing song. And it's called Christmas Shoes. And it's a... Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Jesus, God. The song is called Christmas Shoes. And it's by a Christian group called New Song. Which I don't know why... Why would you name your group New Song? You're just going to be living in an Abbott Costello routine for the rest of your life. Yeah, we got a new song. By who? Exactly. What? Oh, f*** this. So, song is called Christmas Shoes, and I'm going to take you through it very briefly. So the first verse of the song is, it was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, just trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Oh, there's a guy in line at a store. He's a little cranky. He's a little cranky at Christmas time. Meh. And by the way, I'm going to recite these lyrics because the dude that sings it like this. It was almost Christmas time. There was because that's his way of saying, look, I'm singing in a Christian rock band. Ladies, make no mistake, I will lay the pipe into you. Do not. If I get you back in my room at the La Quinta Inn next to this state fair where we're playing, God's telephone pole will have you chanting the sick evening prayer. So, all right, so that's first verse. The guy in line is a little cranky. Now, standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing around the way little boys do, and in his hand he held a pair of shoes. Okay, little kid in front of him holding a pair of shoes. Here comes the next verse. His clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. So he's like a Dickensian street urchin. In a world full of hand sanitizers, he's, have you got a halfpenny, sir? Then how about a smile? And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Here comes the chorus of the song. Chorus starts off pretty good, then it takes a hard left turn in Colville. So hang on. Get your seatbelts on. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size. That's sweet. He's buying shoes for his mom. That's really nice. Hang on. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. She's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. The kid's mom is dying. He is buying her shoes. So when she gets to heaven, by the way, I missed the part of the Bible where Jesus is really catty about people's footwear when they get to the pearly gate. You're not getting into heaven in those, honey. No, I'm sorry. I died for your sins, but those pumps are unforgivable. So Paul Lindo all of a sudden. All right. So he's buying shoes for his mom on Christmas Eve. Here comes the next verse. He counted pennies for what seemed like years. He's paying for the shoes with pennies. Pennies. Then the clerk said, son, there's not enough here. What kind of psychotic here's that this kid's mom is dying. He's paying in pennies. Yeah, you're 6 cents short. How about that? Yeah, life's a bitch, isn't it? That's not our policy here at Fashion Bug. I don't know what to tell you. That 6 cents comes right out of my paycheck. I can't help you. And then, I'm not going to recite the rest of these damn lyrics. The little kid turns around to the guy in line and goes, I don't know how I'm going to buy these shoes. Which now it starts to sound like a scam. Like maybe the kid and his dad are going to different stores. The dad's out in the parking lot in a beat-up Chevy Nova with a trunk just filled with women's shoes. They're just covered in like, listen, go in there. You've got to trick a guy into buying them. I can only off to these if you trick a guy into buying them. That's what Vietnam did to me. So then, the grouchy guy in line, pays for the shoes, and the kid is happy, and he runs out of the store. Now we get to the bridge of the song. The bridge will make you lose all hope that we live in a just or sane universe. Here it comes. I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me of what Christmas is all about. Let's review. There's a guy in line. He's a little cranky on Christmas. God looks down and sees this. Somebody in a bad mood on my son's birthday? Bullsh**! Give that kid's mom cancer. Make sure he's in front of them in line. Make him 7 cents short for the shoes. This guy will buy them, and then he'll be in a good mood. I almost feel like Jesus is behind God going, I don't think we need to give a kid's mom. Can you shut the f*** up? It's going to be the best birthday you ever had. It's going to be the best birthday you ever had. Merry Christmas. Good night.
That's Patton Oswalt from his 2009 special, My Weakness is Strong, recorded at the Lindner Auditorium in Washington, D.C. And yes, he did that bit as his encore last night.
Jay Thurber.
Music. Sports and weather coming up next. Here's Elvis.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, all the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to
please
me.
Please make these reindeer hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas unless my baby's here. Oh, don't fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make these reindeer hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure don't seem like Christmas unless my baby's here. Oh, but don't make me fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Then Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Thank you very much. Elvis Presley here on Radio 9 at 154. Much more music time. New music from Robert DeLong coming up. Also, non-FSN news. We have added a Keystone Public News Service coming up at 2 o'clock. How about those apples? Like apples? I like those apples.
Your front row center at the ball game.
In high school football championship action last night, Penn Trafford won its first state title, defeating Imhotep Charter School in the Class 5A championship up in Hershey in overtime by a score of 17-14. No such luck for McKeesport's Sarah Catholic High School. They were defeated by Southern Columbia by a score of 62-25. This is Southern Columbia's 12th state title. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the Washington Capitals last night by a score of 4-2. Tristan Jarry in goal, making 29 stops. And the Pens taking on the Anaheim Ducks tonight at PPG Paints Arena. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. Predators beat the Devils 3-2, and the Rangers over the Buffalo Sabres by a score of 2-1. In basketball action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans will be hosting Denison at the Wigan Gym in Oakland in just a couple of minutes. Carnegie Mellon men's team is coming off of a That's the men's. No, that's got the wrong schedule there. Sorry about that. Beg your pardon. Grant your grace. Hope the cattle spit in my face. Go back. I believe they're coming off a win, right? Maybe? Yeah, they beat Washington Jefferson in overtime, 104-99. Carnegie Mellon women are off this weekend. They host Geneva on Monday. Duquesne men taking on New Hampshire at this hour. Duquesne women will be hosting St. Francis at 5 o'clock.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Showers this afternoon, maybe even a thunderstorm. Windy out there. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour with a high of 64 degrees. Tonight, rain may be mixed with snow. Windy, low 32. Sunny skies on Sunday, 45. Sunny Monday, 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 52. Right now, 64 degrees in Beaver County, 61 in Butler, 60 in Washington. Light rain falling, overcast outside our weather windows. 61 right now in downtown McKee Sports. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 61 at WRCT, with new music to take us to news time from Robert DeLong.
Disaster is a magnet and she's pulling me close. Drink the holy water till I turn to a ghost. Come on now, come on now, come on now, who's to blame?
Robert DeLong here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for December 10th, 2021. I'm Mike Moen. A federal appeals court ruled Thursday against an effort by former President Donald Trump to shield documents from the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. According to the Associated Press, the three-judge panel tossed aside Trump's various arguments for blocking through executive privilege records that the committee regards as vital to its investigation. In an interview with the AP, The top U.S. commander for the Middle East says the U.S. will keep the current 2,500 troops in Iraq for the foreseeable future, and he warned that he expects increasing attacks on U.S. and Iraqi personnel by Iranian-backed militias determined to get American forces out. New York Nurses Association members continue to speak out with allegations of understaffing in New York City hospitals. They're calling for more rapid hires at multiple locations in the Bronx. Michaela Savitt has more.
For 8 years, Benny Matthew has been an ER nurse at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. He's also a director at large for NYSNA and says recruiting and retaining nurses was hard even before the pandemic. Now he claims patient care is compromised even further by low staffing and lack of space.
Most of the time, we are having over 120, 140 patients in the ER. So that means patients are packed like sardines. There is no privacy, you know, when the doctor or the nurse is talking to the patient. You know, everyone else around that patient is listening to everything.
In response to the allegations, a Bronx Montefiore spokesperson maintains they work every day to fill any vacancies and explore new recruitment and retention strategies. A rally held outside Montefiore Moses yesterday capped off a month of demonstrations at different New York City hospitals to draw attention to the staffing allegations. I'm Michaela Savitt reporting.
Food banks in Pennsylvania have been a lifeline to families during the pandemic. Now state officials are using an influx of federal dollars to help food banks build up their infrastructure to serve more people. Yesterday, State Senator Judy Schwenk and others announced nearly $12 million in American Rescue Plan funding. Food banks can use the money to purchase freezers, coolers, and more. Schwenk says it'll allow food pantries to offer perishable items and help eliminate food waste.
We've learned where our weaknesses are in addressing hunger. We know now that we could do better in making sure that people not only have food to eat, but more importantly, healthy, nutritious food and available to them in a way that's easy for them to access.
An estimated 1.5 million Pennsylvanians are experiencing food insecurity. The grant program will fund these programs at 18 food banks that serve all 67 counties in Pennsylvania. This is PNS.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
Don't be late in the morning. Don't be early to die. Stay tuned to Mighty 30.